June 30th, hope produces boldness. 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verse 12, New King James. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. This is one of those devotionals that capitalizes on a single verse to make a spiritual connection. And it's a connection not totally related to the theme of the chapter. That principle is not out of character from the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. He can take a single verse and give us insight into a question or reveal a solution completely unrelated to the context of the chapter. In our verse for today, we see the connection between hope and boldness. Hope in its biblical usage is quite different from modern usage of the word. Today, when people say they hope such and such, they're using the word as a wish. I hope so, indicating they wish it would be that way. When people say their hopes and prayers are with you, once again, the word hope is more indicative of a desire. But the biblical usage of the word hope is quite different. Hope in the scriptures refers to a positive expectation of good. Hope is powerful because there's a big difference between wishing for something and actually expecting it. When we're expecting something good, it can empower us to move past difficulties. When we're expecting something good, we're not discouraged. Hope is considered one of the three big spiritual forces, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love, but that does not make hope second class. When we are in hope, we're expecting good. That alters our attitude, actions, and speech. Paul said when we have hope, we use great boldness of speech. When people are not expecting anything good, you can hear it in their speech. Their words are more questioning and hesitant. When hope is strong, then our words are strong. When we have a strong expectation of good, our voice tones and choice of words is congruent with what's in our hearts. If you've ever listened to a bride-to-be talk about her upcoming wedding, you can hear the boldness in her speech. She's not seeing the ceremony, but she's expecting it to be wonderful. With such a strong expectation, there's no hesitancy in her words. Same principle applies to a couple expecting a baby. They're expecting something good and they're excited. If they're not wondering or cautious, when they talk about their baby, there's great boldness, confidence of speech. Application. Here's a great question. Where in our lives do we have such hope? Where are we expecting anything good? And I'm specifically talking about where are we expecting anything good from God? One way to ascertain where our hope is would be to listen to our words. Are we talking confidently and with assurance, or are we hesitant and careful? The place we want to go with the Lord is where we're expecting something good from Him all the time. We're literally abounding in hope. That's Romans 15:13. The Holy Spirit helps us in this area, as does believing what God has said in His Word. So when we speak of what is revealed in Scripture, we can be bold to declare what God has done in us and declare who God is to us. The Scriptures give us a reason to believe. And believing, we are expecting good. And expecting good, we speak with confidence and assurance. Great hope produces great boldness of speech. Here's our prayer. Lord, thank you for the hope that's in you. Thank you for the hope that's in your word. Your hope gives me confidence.